705 Slide, American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman B. Hirsch, I was engaged as an assistant solicitor discussing my conversation with Mrs. Humphreys. Cross-examination. The Humphreys woman was placed in jail 2 days after Mrs. Hirsch. She provided no reason for Mrs. Hirsch's alleged confession. I have no interest in the case except as an officer of the state. Fred Smith, the deputy jailer, testified to the same effect. Forrest Adair recalled, My brother and I did not tell Cook that I suspected a plot to blackmail Mayor Candler, as Cook testified. I did not suggest to Mrs. Hirsch that she leave her husband or that she be paid an annuity. I did not tell Cook I believed Mrs. Hirsch's story. Asa G. Candler, Jr. On the afternoon of February 6, my father came into my office and asked me to come upstairs with him. Upon arriving at his office, the door to the hall was open, and Mrs. Hirsch was standing at the end of the table, crying and appearing to wait. After asking my father who I was, Mrs. Hirsch laughed. I was present at a conversation with Mrs. Hirsch and Forrest Adair in the latter's office at a later date. I made no promise or agreement to pay any sum of money during this conference or mentioned any sum whatsoever. Mrs. Hirsch mentioned the sum of $500,000 and also an amount sufficient to pay her husband's debts. Mr. Russell, what were you doing in Adair's office? Representing my father. Were you trying to take care of him? Yes, sir. Did you feel kindly towards Mrs. Hirsch? I had no feelings whatsoever toward her. I was present at the conference in Mr. Adair's office to find out what demands Mrs. Hirsch intended to make on my father. I held no feelings regarding Mrs. Hirsch at that time. I do now. My reason for this change is that while I then suspected blackmail, the defendant has since charged my father with the crime of adultery. Mr. Russell, have you ever heard of your father being charged with adultery before? No, sir. Did Mrs. Hirsch make the flat demand of $500,000? Yes, after a long conversation. What led up to this $500,000 demand you speak of? I don't know what happened at previous conferences. Do you remember anything that was said at that conference? Mr. Adair finally told Mrs. Hirsch to come to the point, and she said, I must have $500,000. Both my father and I used the stairway and not the elevator when going from one office to another. My father appeared to be excited, and I do not remember the position of the shades on the windows. The time was about 4:15 in the afternoon. William Candler. I am the youngest son of Mr. Candler. I first met Mrs. Hirsch in the summer of 1917 at a regular weekly meeting of the Georgia State Automobile Association at the Ansley Hotel. It was during the automobile races at the Southeastern Fair, and a photograph was taken outside the hotel in which both Mrs. Hirsch and I appeared. I gave Mrs. Hirsch my hand to help her step.